Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, guys, we said we'd get down to it, and we are down to it. Just 7 days, 1 week, 1 week until the November 3rd election. Please go to vote.org if you have not voted. There is still time. There is still time to vote early. Get your polling locations and all of that. Please do it. 1 week. If you haven't made up your mind yet, what are you waiting on? What else do you need to see? Make up your mind and get to the polls, okay?
What are you waiting to hear?
Yes. What's going on? All right. We're moving on. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I can't stand my family. Period. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 23-year-old woman living with my grandparents, and I have a major problem with them. Recently, my grandfather has been pressuring me to have a good relationship with my siblings, and I've told him several times I'm not interested in getting to know them better. I know this sounds harsh, but I can explain. My birth mother is a hood rat, kitchen beautician, working at the dollar store, and she dresses like she's my age. She has three children, and she's never taken care of any of us. Family members have raised her children. My father isn't as bad, but he has a wife that I can't stand because she broke up my father's first marriage by getting pregnant. She and my dad have two children together, so I'm not a priority to him anymore. He helped her finish college, but when I wanted to attend college, he told me to take out loans, and that hurt. It broke my heart at first to see my father raising my half-brothers and giving them the childhood I missed. I have been with my grandparents all of my life, so they're all I need. Now my aunt has joined with my grandparents to make me visit my mother and get to know her. She said that since I'm the oldest, it's my job to reach out to my brothers and sisters. She has tried to get me to go to counseling because she and my grandparents are worried about me. I feel as though I'm not obligated to have a relationship with my siblings. I can't stand my family, period. I want to protect my peace, and I'm just fine. How can I get my family to let me be? Well, it doesn't sound like they're going to let you be. You never know. I mean, your grandparents, I'm sure, are getting on in age. They might want you to do it for sentimental reasons. But you know what? I'm not mad at you. I'm really not mad at you at all. You have every right to feel the way you feel. I mean, you've had it tough, you know, like a lot of people. A lot of us. A lot of people have stories and testimonies and things like that. Your bitterness is understandable. You've been through a lot, like I said, abandonment by both parents. And the jealousy you feel toward your younger siblings, you know, the animosity you feel toward your mother because she wasn't there for you, but you had your grandparents. So, you know, you had a decent life. You have your grandparents. You're human, so you can make mistakes. It's okay. I just, you know, what you have to ask yourself here is this way the way you want it to be productive? Is it mentally healthy for you? Are you happy where you are in life right now? I know you say you want peace, but do you have that peace? And what is wrong with meeting your family, with sitting down with your mother. I mean, they may have changed. People change. People do change. Maybe your mom is a different person now. And certainly you don't blame your brothers for anything, so you can meet with them. I think there are two ways to look at this. And one way is that it could be really good. It could be a positive experience. Try it. I mean, you never know. It could be just the healing you need, since you don't want to go to counseling, because there are some issues, I'm sure, you know, with you. You could hear it in your letter. So I say try it. That's what I'm going with. Try it, you know. Steve?
The whole time I was listening to this letter, I was thinking of a sermon. This letter has sermon written all over it. So when we come back, my second half will be a sermon.
Okay.
But I would like to say, Shirley, that I absolutely agree for the first time with every single thing you have said. She has issues. You need some type of counseling. You don't want to do counseling. I understand it. Then what you have to do is you have to go and try to make peace. See, one of the reasons you don't have peace is because you ain't ever tried to make none. See, you can't give what you never had. So if you're not trying to make peace, you're probably not going to have it. Now, you say you want to protect your peace, but it constantly gets disrupted by your grandparents telling you to go have a relationship with your father, go have a relationship with your mother. Family's important. It really is.
Yeah.
And when these people start leaving this world and y'all get older, you're going to discover that you might have missed something really special. So Shirley is 100% correct. You need to try to make peace with your family and just forgive. You got to forgive your mama for being a hood rat, a kitchen beautician. You know, maybe that's all she had. You don't know what happened to her. And then you're mad at your daddy's wife because she broke up y'all's mama near marriage because she got pregnant. No, your daddy got her pregnant. You know, you ain't got to blame the woman. So, and then you're mad because your daddy taking better care of the other baby than he is of you. Shirley got it right. It's a lot of issues in here. You need counseling. You do need counseling. If you're not, you need to at least go and make peace. Forgiveness is not for you. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. It's when you don't forgive a person, it's like you drinking the poison waiting on them to die. So now that I've said that, when we come back, we're going to preach the letter.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll preach.
Come on, Deacon.
All right, you heard it. Part two of Steve's response is coming up in a sermon at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject of my letter today, I can't stand my family, period. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, I can't stand my family, period.
I'm not recapping. I'm preaching this letter.
You're just going to preach it.
This letter, the subject, Deacon, read.
The subject is, I don't like my family.
Can't
stand my family.
Period. 23-year-old woman living with grandparents.
Come on now.
Done developed a major problem with both of them. More recently, her granddaddy been pressuring her to have a good relationship with her siblings.
Yeah.
I done told him several times, I ain't interested in getting to know them no damn better. You don't know how they is, granddaddy, but I do. I say it sounds harsh.
Yes, it does.
But she goes on to explain. My mama is a hood rat.
One more time.
My mama is a hood rat. Kitchen beautician, got hair all over the stove. I can't go in here to make a sandwich. Cooking grease everywhere. She putting lard on people's heads. She worked down at the dollar store. Who in the hell Want their mama working at the damn dollar store. And she don't give discounts when she go in there. She dressed like she my age. She got three kids. Ain't never took care of now one of us. All the family members and raise the kids. My daddy ain't that bad. But he got a wife that I can't stand.
You can't what?
I said, he got a wife that I can't stand. You want to know why?
Why is that, Pat?
She broke up my father's first marriage by getting pregnant. He didn't need another baby. Now, he didn't had a baby. Now, he didn't broke up with the hood rat. She in there trying to fix her in the kitchen and everything.
Not fix it.
She and my daddy got two kids together.
Yeah.
So I ain't a priority anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Helped her finish college. And then when I asked him, could I go, told me to take out loan. I was hurt to the core when he said take out a damn loan. You helped that other heifer go to school. But now you're going to act like you don't know me. I was your first baby until you had that hood rat got pregnant. She knew good and well. My mama worked down at the dollar store doing the best she could. So they had the baby.
Had the baby.
It broke my heart to see my father raising my half-brothers and giving them the childhood I miss. Yeah. Oh, so I guess you Michael Jackson now. Oh, you want to be a baby again.
He won't never land back.
You missed your childhood. You can't get it back. Michael Jackson couldn't get his back. What I would do if I was you, I'd find five more girls that felt the same way and start the Jackson 5 all over again.
So crazy.
Yo, Daddy Joe. Yeah, what it looked like to me. I've been with your grandparents all your life, so they seem to be all you need. Now, here come your aunt. Your big fat ass aunt. Now, here she come with her big ass all up in my business. And before the congregation starts this old fat shaming thing, off of my letter. They wrote in and asked me. I'm assuming it don't say that the aunt is fat, but she sound fat in the letter to me because she's doing what big people do, eating stuff that ain't even on her plate. She over here eating all up in the niece's business. Yo, here come her ass. Got all up in the business. Told me since I'm the oldest, my job to reach out to my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And she tried to get me to go to counseling. Do I sound like I need counseling? Hell yes,
like
I do. Hell yes, I sound like I need counseling, but I ain't going. You know, black people don't like counseling. I don't like talking to nobody with a yellow notebook pad that went to college.
Take it home, Pastor.
I got a
Take
high school diploma. Why would I want to tell my problems to somebody just because there's a psychologist? Psychologists ain't had my life. I'm not going to go to no damn counselor. I'm going to ride it out and be a toe-up, distraught individual to the day I die. I'm gonna be a member of a dysfunctional ass family. I'm not gonna try to fix a damn thing. I don't give a damn about my big ass, huh? My grandmama and them got on my nerve. And the hell with my brothers and sisters. I'm gonna try to go to heaven on slide in on the pass.
Thank
I hope
you,
the
Pastor.
Lord is grading on the curve. Maybe I can get in, but I don't want to go to heaven if my family is already there.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter, Steve Harvey FM, on Instagram and Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.